I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with our listener top stories from the past week. At number 10, Cass County prosecutors have brought formal charges against a Lanesboro man accused of drug trafficking. 30-year-old Cody Lee Selman faces one count of possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver, a Class B felony, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp, a Class D felony, as well as interference with official acts, a simple misdemeanor. If found guilty of the charges, he faces a maximum penalty of 30 years in prison. At number 9, Kemper has announced Chad Klein as the school's new activities director. Klein officially takes over in the position on July 1st. He'll be replacing Ryan Isgrig, the school's previous AD. Isgrig took a job with the Marshalltown School District. At number 8, the Ottoman County Attorney Sarah Jennings issues a response to an article questioning officer credibility. Jennings' complaints deal with the timing rather than the content of the article. The article was published on a Peace Officers Memorial Day. You can find the full response with the story online at carrollbroadcasting.com. At number 7, prosecutors have brought formal charges against a Carroll man who fled from a traffic stop earlier this month. 18-year-old Andrew William Charles Peterson fled from authorities on May 1st at approximately 12:42 a.m. He's been charged with eluding or attempting to elude, an aggravated misdemeanor. At number 6, a Storm Lake man is being held without bond after choking and threatening to kill his wife last Sunday. 40-year-old William Rice Savvy trapped the victim in a bedroom and began physically assaulting her. He was booked into the Buena Vista County Jail last week. Buena Vista County Emergency Medical Services assisted in that incident. At number 5, the Iowa Supreme Court has upheld a ruling requiring a farmer to lower a grain leg, but did remove the year-long $200 per day penalties. In a years-long legal dispute, the Iowa Supreme Court did rule against Lauren and Pan Danner. This is a complicated case. Be sure to check out the story fully online at carrollbroadcasting.com. At number 4, some charges against a Manning man accused of opening fire on a parked car in Carroll have been dismissed for now. 62-year-old Clifton Bruce Napier, who is accused of a shooting on the evening of May 1st, will not be brought to court on certain charges due to a lack of evidence at this time. Prosecutors have indicated when that evidence is available, the charges will likely be brought. At number 3, probation has been issued for a Carroll woman who pled guilty to stealing more than $10,000 from a local payday lender. 24-year-old Natasha Renee Warnke had a 5-year prison sentence for second-degree theft suspended on Thursday, May 9th. It was instead ordered to serve 3 years of probation and pay nearly $42,000 in restitution, along with court costs for that Class D felony charge. An investigation by the Carroll Police Department revealed Warnke had taken varying amounts totaling $42,000 from a Carroll employer, checking to cash between April 25th of 2016 through January 18th of last year. At number 2, a Carroll man pled not guilty to felony burglary charges, and he is scheduled for trial in August. According to Carroll County District Court records, 38-year-old Joshua Merle Stout has entered not guilty pleas to 2 counts of third-degree burglary, Class D felonies with habitual offender enhancements, and 1 count of third offense public intoxication, an aggravated misdemeanor. If found guilty of those charges, he faces maximum penalties of 12 years in prison. And our top story from last week was from a Cherokee doctor entering a combined statement of charges and settlement agreement following an Iowa Board of Medicine investigation into sexual misconduct. Dr. Christopher Vandaloon is accused of sending sexually suggestive messages and was involved in sexual relations with the two women while providing medical care in Cherokee in 2017. For more details about all of these stories, be sure to check them out online at carrollbroadcasting.com. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.